Welcome to Amethyst Dynasty. I'm your host, Savoir Fair, coming to you live and on the air, blessing you with the fire you need to hear. So, lend me your ear. And I hope everyone has had a blessed and fulfilling Tuesday, March 10th of 2020. It is a pleasure to be coming to you live. I'm going to bring you all some serious updates that are occurring. It's a little bit later than normal than when I upload any broadcasts, but so much has been happening today, and it was really difficult even to sit down and listen to it all. It is very, very like burdensome. But I made a vow that I would bring the truth no matter what. No matter what happens, no matter how I feel, no matter an opinion, it needs to be said what is going on. And at around 2:30 p.m., when I did an update on numbers, it was at 118,406 new cases of the coronavirus happening worldwide. And at about 3:29 p.m. is the latest update that I did. We were at 118,524 cases. The numbers are still rising exponentially. And we're just at the end of the workday, but I'm going to continue throughout the night because this is not stopping. We have Harvard University as well as Smith College closing their schools down. Harvard sent out an email to its students telling them do not return after spring break per the coronavirus situation. They are closing their schools. They have to get back to their foreign national students regarding what and where they shall go and what they shall have to do. Some students have visas that allow them to work here, and they're not up to be renewed or looked at until July. So this is really going to put a big weight on our government and social services regarding how the virus is affecting not only the healthcare system, not only travel abroad and beyond, but also the economy as a whole with regards to how we live, move, breathe, think, and do business and continue with our lives. We have Smith College that also closed their doors, and they did say that they will provide room and board to their students that don't have anywhere to go. This is crazy. The classes are moving online. I know that there is a new case in LA County. Per ABC 7 Eyewitness News, the resident returned from Iran, and when coming through LAX, it was discovered that they are positive for the disease, the virus. Italy had a 2.6 earthquake that was so deep or shallow, I'm gonna assume, because it was 2.6, so I'll say it was shallow. People were running out into the streets. We have in France 372 new cases plus 3 new deaths via BNO Newsroom, and that was this morning. Again, I'm going to check the numbers again before the end of the day. We have from LeFigaro.com, France has 5,000 resuscitation beds. We're not sure if that is to bring people back if they pass out or what. They just said they have 5,000 resuscitation beds. They've had 9 separate outbreaks within the France region. Algeria, they have canceled all public sporting, cultural, political gathering events that cause for great numbers to be gathered in a crowd. The New York, The New York National Guard has been deployed, and if you're not paying attention, please do if you're in that area. The quarantine section is going to grow. The New Rochelle area, the borough of New Rochelle, has a quarantine being set up. The New York National Guard is going out there to help enforce this quarantine. It does include schools and a lot of other networks. More on that later. We have in Italy a total of 977 new cases, bringing their total to over 10,000 cases of coronavirus. In Massachusetts, they have 51 new cases, 124% increase from yesterday. So that is a total of 92 new cases. Several of those have been linked to the Biogen conference in Boston. We have six people that are hospitalized, and this is via Liam Martin at LiamW8Z on Twitter if you want some more updates in that area. Also in Massachusetts, they have over 100 new cases. In Switzerland, over 100 new cases. They've also experienced their third death. We have the first case in Illinois. In Illinois, Kane County, but bringing, that was what they said, and then it immediately switched to some greater numbers. So I'm guessing that there's some confusion with numbers coming out, and I'm really not sure why. I don't understand how this type of situation cannot be straight cut, straightforward. These are the numbers so that people can be aware and you can ease the panic that's taking place. Before I get into what's going on in Chicago, we have some really big things happening with regard to how people are feeling. And I really hope that very soon our statesmen, our congressmen, our government officials, our world leaders would start to say what they mean and mean what they say and not give people a mulberry bush around some translucent rose garden that they're trying to portray that this situation isn't happening. Because it's happening, it's happened. We're past containment at this moment. They're going into mitigation phases, which I'm sure is why they're moving along the way they are, especially in Louisiana, in the New Orleans area. I know for a fact Tulane is closing. It's closing. I'm waiting to get some more information from a nurse that works in that area to find out what's going on. They have three new cases in the New Orleans area as of today when I last checked. So I'm assuming that they're mitigating, and this is why we're seeing such big steps towards quarantines, cancellations of mass gatherings. We're going to start seeing more and more of that. But back to Illinois, eight total new cases, two in Chicago, four in Cook County, two in Kane and McHenry County, so one each in those two counties, and all of these cases are of unknown origin, which leads me to believe, and this is my theory, that there is community spreading going around. I believe that we have nothing but get the gavel super spreaders going all around right now, and people don't even know. And not only do they not know, we don't have the capacity to test them. What is going on? Via True Royal, and if you do not listen to her, I highly suggest you do. She is amazing. She gets some really good information out there. But Beatrice Royal, we have four congressmen that are under self-quarantine after contact with the COVID patient. One of these congresspersons did ride Air Force One while they were with the president, and they found out that they were indeed positive. And I talked about this last night. This person, I believe it was Matt Gaetz, they got infected at the CPAC convention. And it's not going to be just four Republicans. I told you all, two-thirds of Congress were at either the AIPAC or the CPAC conferences, and a lot of our medical professionals were at Biogen in Boston, and we're seeing that these are some hot spots that are starting to develop. Out of the four Republicans who are now self-quarantining, Representative Matt Gaetz, he is a Republican. He, if you did not see it, go and look it up. It's still being blasted on Twitter as they drag his ass for his making such a funny of something that's not funny, and now look at him. He wore a gas mask on social media on the Senate floor before signing a bill regarding the coronavirus, reviewing a supplemental appropriation bill regarding funds, tests, medical supplies, you name it. And he thought it was allegorical to wear a gas mask and be photoed doing so. And then the next weekend, one of his constituents passed away from the virus. So riddle me this, riddle me that. We have Matt Schlaps, who is also quarantining himself. He shook hands with President Trump. Ooh, this is a moving situation. It's fluid. I will keep everyone updated on the status of these congressional persons who were at this conference, who probably came in contact with this super spreader, who is right now in the hospital. Via the New York Post, and this is an article by Jackie Sallow, written on the 9th of March, 2020, we have a New Jersey medical worker who was the first patient in Jersey for coronavirus. He is 32 years old. He is a physician's assistant. His name is James Kai. He is currently in the hospital, and his health, is, according to him, is deteriorating daily. He says specifically that the bug of coronavirus needs to be taken more seriously. He had no underlying conditions. He caught COVID while attending a medical conference at the Times Square Hotel last weekend. Did you hear that? Gavel. He caught coronavirus while attending a medical conference at the Times Square Hotel last weekend. He said, and I quote, "It happened so quick," Kai told the outlet. "The virus is everything. Diarrhea, watery eyes, shortness of breath, chest pain, you name it, high fever, every day is getting worse." If I had some tea, I'd sip it. So this is not just affecting older people, and I really wish to the heavens they stop saying that, because if you look over in Iran, there are a lot of young people in Iran and they're sick. There's a video of a child literally passing out on a car and then on the ground. But yet our officials are still telling us, don't worry, wash your hands. How can you wash your hands against an aerosol? Yes, wash your hands, but how does that protect your face? God. As of 2:54 p.m., the Dow Jones was up 4.42%, NASDAQ up 4.63%, S&P 500 up 4.66%. It's fluctuating. That to me says that the market is insanely unstable. Yesterday, if you recall, the Dow opened at nearly 2,000 points beneath what was needed or supposed to be. And at the open, they ended up doing a circuit breaker for 15 minutes because they were already at a negative 7% decline. According to the Washington Post, and I quote, "It is a continued volatility within this market." Donald Trump is looking into a stimulus package for working class citizens in the event they have to stay home due to coronavirus And I'm really interested to see how this is going to happen. Because Villalisa Cabrera, President Trump dismantled in 2018 the United States Pandemic Response Unit. This was a unit that President Obama and Vice President Joe Biden set up. And it was meant to be a permanent based group based on the virology of diseases that have attacked like Ebola, SARS, MERS. And President Trump came in and dismantled that in 2018, but then he was asked, why did he get rid of this, but still slashed trillions of dollars in tax cuts for people who didn't need it. He struggled to explain why he did so, why he eliminated jobs to respond to a global pandemic in the event they needed one. And this will likely, per the Daily Post, hamper government response to the novel coronavirus. The reason that President Obama and Vice President Joe Biden set up these this pandemic unit for the National Security Council was to be able to rapidly respond and work in concert with other governments to curb the spread of deadly diseases such as Ebola and SARS outbreaks. Those made it apparent why we would need to prepare for a viral contagion that most likely would arrive on the U.S. shores. Not only did President Trump dismantle the United States Pandemic Response Unit, he has also slashed funding to the CDC, which is America's authority on diseases. Even though they do have a reputation for lying about numbers, they're still our authority for this type of situation. And this could be why we're seeing such a bottleneck and a really full-on failure with regards to getting the testing done, quarantining people, and stopping this rapid, vapid spread of this highly contagious virus. Our POTUS, his response to this question was, and I quote, "I'm a business person," he explained 2 weeks ago in response to a similar question. "I don't like having thousands of people around when you don't need them. When you do need them, we can get them back very quickly." Rebuttal to that, well, end quotes, but rebuttal to this is, we don't really know the extent of this contagion because we don't have the testing kits available, and we're still letting people come through United States customs from countries that are affected without testing these people. And they are going out into our world, our nation, and going about their lovely day not knowing that they're sick. And if you've been studying this disease since it first came about, you would know that the asymptomatic people, the people who are not showing symptoms, are the most contagious. They can really spread this to at least 9 to 15 people at a time, and so on and so forth, which is why we're seeing this exponential growth right now. But what are you going to do, you know? We have flooding that will be happening from the Pearl River, so look out in New Orleans and Baton Rouge. I will be getting more information about the situation unfolding in Jefferson Parish and the New Orleans area, not just because it is home to me in my heart, but because I still have family and friends there. And I hope you are listening and tuning in, because I will, at my very best, make it my duty to go above and beyond to make sure you always have the truth before it hurts to not know it. Donald also said, when he was asked about why he cut this funding and his thoughts when he was doing so, quote, "I just think this is something, Peter, that you can never really think is going to happen. You know who I've heard all about. This could be, you know, this could be a big deal. from before it happened. You know, this, something like this, who would have thought could have happened long ago? How long is it? 6 to 7 weeks ago? Who would have thought we would ever be having the subject happen? You never know something like this is going to strike and what it's going to be, end quote. This was an interview that he was, Donald Trump, President Trump was doing. And this is via the Daily Post. You can find more information on it. I was so baffled and taken aback when I heard it. I just really could not keep going. I wrote it exactly how it was said. So if you're confused, so am I. If you're confused, so am I. I mean, my God, let's bring some type of humor into this whole situation. I literally have filled 20 to 30 pages worth of notes for everyone. And it does not stop. It's not going to stop. Every minute, there's a new update about new cases happening, and it's just amazing to me that we're still being told to wash our hands. But anywho, I will be back in just a little bit with some more information for you. I'm also working on some other little tidbits I want to add to the podcast, because if I only surround this broadcast with news and current events of what's happening, I don't want you all to become depressed. I'm going to bring some joy and laughter in as well, just to try to keep it human. but please tune back in with me later. If you have any updates from your end of town where you are and it's not being told and you want to get it out, I have absolutely no problem getting that to you. I'll do the little research also. Just let me know. Hit me up on the messenger if you'd like to donate and see this channel grow and become bigger and better and have even more information. Feel free to hit that button at the bottom for becoming a listener and a sponsor. I would greatly appreciate it. I hope to have you all join me back again later for some more updates and some more fantastic, fantabulous, functional news for you. And again, this is Amethyst Dynasty. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, coming to you live and on the air, blessing you with the fire you need to hear. So lend me your ear.